Nehemiah chapter 2, please. Nehemiah chapter 2. Well, it's good to see y'all today. I'm glad you're here. Kind of a messy day outside, but you're here, so appreciate you being here. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 19-20 is what I'm going to read from today. But when Sanballat, the Horonite, Tobiah, the Amorite official, and Geshem, the Arab, heard of it, they laughed at us and despised us and said, "What is this thing that you're doing? Will you rebel against the king?" So I answered them and said to them, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem." For the most part, I think we all would agree that in our study of Nehemiah in the Bible, that Nehemiah was a very, very successful individual. And I believe that one reason that he was so successful in life is because of one word, and that word is focus. He had a focus to do what God had laid on his heart to do. This morning, I'm going to talk about how to stay on track in 2019. Today's sermon is keeping with the theme that we've been in the month of January here with a new beginning. And some of you have made, you know, New Year's resolutions and maybe decided you're going to do this in the new year and not do other things. And maybe you've already, you know, broken those, but don't give up. You know, just stay focused with it because you'll make it and you can do it. The focus really is a key to what you see going on here in the life of Nehemiah. Now, when you decide, just like Nehemiah did, when you decide to rebuild anything, then certainly you're going to have critics. And so that's what's going on here with Nehemiah. Nehemiah had this desire from God and had this goal in life to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. And so in chapter 2, he gets everything together and he's going to go back to Jerusalem. He's going to rebuild the wall. And so what happens? Well, from the very get-go, he has these critics. Tobiah was a critic. And then he mentions the other critics here, you know, that criticize Nehemiah for what he wanted to do. Now, the old preacher said it this way. What the old preacher said was this: if you have never met the devil head on, then apparently you're going in the same direction as the devil's going. Now, that's how the old preachers say it. But I guarantee you this. The very moment that we decide that we're going to rebuild spiritually in our life, okay? Let's say we decide that we're going to rebuild our walk with the Lord and get closer to him, or whatever spiritual commitment we need to make. If I'm going to make that commitment to read the Bible every day or pray every day, I guarantee you the devil is going to do everything he can to keep us from reaching that goal and doing that and to get us off track. See, he doesn't want us to stay on track in this new year. Now, the question I guess I have for all of us today is this: is there anything or any place in my life that's off track? Whatever it is that's off track, then what I desire is to get back on track and to stay on track. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, there's some important steps here that I want to share with you from this story about Nehemiah this morning. Number one is this: to stay on track, keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things in life that can get us off course. And so it can be this, you know, circumstance, it can be a setback, it can be a difficulty, Sometimes it can be prosperity. Sometimes it can be, you know, at the other end of it. But there are a lot of things in life that can, you know, cause us to lose our focus. And so what I'm saying today is this, that what we need to do to stay on track is to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the writer of Hebrews said it this way, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The author of Hebrews said we are in a race. But in this race, there's a lot of things that can weigh us down. There's a lot of things that can sidetrack us. There's a lot of things that cause us to lose our focus. But the writer of Hebrews said this, I am determined to stay on course and to keep my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so look to Him. Keep your eyes on Him. Keep your focus on Jesus Christ. I know that He knows where you are. I know that He knows exactly what's on your mind today, what exactly is on your heart today. And He can give us the power, and He can give us the strength to keep focus and to stay on track in this new year. So keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Now, there's a great debate among basketball people. And the great debate is this. Who was the greatest basketball player ever? Now, most people will say Michael Jordan. I heard an interview that Michael Jordan gave. And Michael Jordan said this in the interview when they asked him if he was the greatest basketball player ever. And Michael Jordan said, well, I really can't answer that question because I had some great ones to go before me. And he talked about Bill Russell. He talked about Wilt Chamberlain. He talked about, you know, some of those that preceded him. And then he said, you know, there'll be those who come after me. I don't know if you know this about Michael Jordan or not, but he spent 15 years in the NBA. During his time playing professional basketball, Michael Jordan averaged 32 points a game for those 15 years in the NBA. And they asked Michael Jordan, they said, how did you do that? How did you stay focused on that goal? He says, here's how I did it. He said, I simplified the process. And the way he simplified the process was this. He said, if I could score 8 points every period for 4 periods in the game, then I could average 32 points a game. And for his career, that's what he did. You know what the key to that was? He kept his focus. He had a goal. What is your focus for this new year? What are those spiritual commitments in your life that you've made that you want to keep that go and keep looking to Jesus and keep your eyes on the finish line and keep your eyes on the goal line? What are those things in your life that you want to do? What are those commitments that you've talked to the Lord about to get back on track and stay on track? You see, it really comes down to focus. Number two, keep your faith in God. In other words, don't walk away from God. Nehemiah said it here in verse 20, the God of heaven Himself will prosper us. The God of heaven Himself will give us the protection we need to rebuild this wall. The God of heaven Himself will give us the material that we need to build this wall. So don't walk away from your faith. Another way to say that is don't walk away from God. You're familiar with Charles Darwin. He popularized the theory of evolution. Now you may not know this about Darwin, but you know how he started out? He started out studying to be an Anglican minister, to be a preacher in the Church of England. And somewhere along the way, because of his study, because of his ideas, because of people who influenced him, he walked away from his faith. He denied the Bible. He denied the Genesis creation story and all that, and became an atheist in his belief in the theory of evolution. He walked away from his faith. You know Billy Graham, and we all love Billy Graham, and we know what Billy Graham was. In the 1950s, Billy Graham had a good friend. His friend's name was Charles Templeton. He has written a book, and of course Templeton is dead now, but the book that he wrote was this. The title of the book was Giving Up on God. In the 1950s, Billy Graham recommended Templeton to be on the board of a foundation that you may be familiar with, the Youth for Christ movement. Templeton was pretty big in Canada. He was a Canadian. He had a big church up there. He pastored, but through circumstances in life, he came to a conclusion that there was no God. Where it started with him was the same way where it started with Darwin. He denied the biblical account of creation. Sooner or later, he denied the existence of heaven or hell. That led him down that slippery slope to finally denying the attributes of God. In other words, he denied that there was a God of love, that there was a God of mercy, that there was a God of grace. One of his struggles was to look around the world and see all the suffering in the world, and his conclusion was that if there is a God in heaven, that there would not be all this suffering in the world, and he walked away from his faith. I've written down a couple of quotes that I want to give to you that Templeton said. I couldn't remember these, but this gives you an idea of where he was. Here's what he said. I believe that there is no supreme being with human attributes. In other words, no God of love, mercy, grace. No God in the biblical sense, but that all life is the result of timeless evolutionary forces over millions of years. And here's the second quote that I wrote down that I want to give you. I'm showing you what happens when people walk away from their faith. Templeton said, I believe that in common with all living creatures, we die and cease to exist as no entity. You know what he's saying? There's no eternity. There's no heaven. There's no hell. Now, what causes people to walk away from their faith? Some people become angry with God when maybe God doesn't answer the prayer that they want them to pray. Some people get disappointed in faith because things don't work out the way that they want them to work out. Some people become bitter in life and they just give up on faith. But what is the answer from the Bible? What would one say to Templeton about a man who used to be a preacher and a man who had a church and a man who worked with youth and stood on the same platform with Billy Graham? Well, the answer from Scripture, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, listen to this. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not grow weary or weak? What is that saying? The Bible is saying to us that there is a God. The Bible tells us in the book of Peter that we have an everlasting inheritance. reserved for us in heaven. In other words, heaven is real. Eternity is real. The biblical truth about God is real. Don't walk away from your faith. Don't give up on God. As I said in the beginning, the devil will always be there to get you off track. He's going to use doubt, just like he did with Tempton. Tempton started doubting God. He'll use discouragement. He'll use disappointment. I mean, he'll use all those things to try to cause you to give up your faith. How to stay on track? Don't give up your faith. Number three, keep a servant's heart. Nehemiah says that here in the passage that we're looking at, in verse 20, here's what he says. He says, "Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build." You know what a servant is? A servant is a person who is just willing to serve. It doesn't really depend on ability. It doesn't depend on education. It doesn't depend on, you know, talents, or doesn't depend on economics. You know, none of that. I mean, those things can contribute to it, but that's not the main thing. But you know what God's looking for? God is looking for a servant's heart. One who's willing to be a servant. Who gave us the greatest example of that? Jesus Christ Himself. He came to seek and to save, but He came as a servant. As a servant of Christ, my goal in life is to serve Him. That means that in my position as a pastor, as a preacher, I want to serve Him to the best of my ability. That means to be a servant means that there's no place for pride, there's no place for arrogancy, there's no place for anything like that, but it's just to have a humble heart to be a servant. Now you look at Nehemiah. Remember what we said about Nehemiah last week? Nehemiah was a cupbearer of the king. He had all the comforts that that day could afford to anyone. And what did he do? He decided that he was going to be a servant of God, go back to Jerusalem, leave the comfort of the palace, and do what God wanted him to do. I wonder this week who God's going to put in your path that you can be a servant to. Maybe it's to help someone change flat tire. Maybe it's to help them with their medication. Maybe it's a ride to the doctor. Maybe it's just an encouraging word. And so all through the week, we'll have those opportunities to be a servant. So to stay on track, here's what I'm saying. Keep a servant's heart. Keep your faith in God. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there are two things always that you need to remember. What you need to remember, number one, is this. Get busy doing what you know that you need to do. That's what they did here. They got busy on rebuilding this wall. Everybody had a job, everybody had a place, and so what they were going to do, they were going to get busy to rebuild the wall, and that is what they did. They didn't have time to listen to the critics. They didn't have time to listen to all this doubt and all this discouragement and all these things that were going on. Why? Because they were busy doing what they know they needed to do, and that is how you keep your focus. That's how you keep your focus on Jesus. That's how you stay with your faith. That's how you keep that servant's heart. Just get busy doing the things that we need to do and keep that focus and keep that goal in mind. And then there's a second thing to remember. And I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to just restate it. The devil will always come and try to get you off track. He will. He'll always be there. You're familiar with Hank Aaron, probably. And you, if you know anything about baseball, you know Yogi Berra. Back when the Braves were still the Milwaukee Braves, the Braves and Yankees met in a World Series. Hank Aaron was playing for the Milwaukee Braves at that time, and Yogi Berra was, of course, playing for the Yankees. And I didn't know this until I read this book about all this, but I read this book and talking about the baseball. And they said what Yogi Berra would do was this. He said it was his team or the opposing team. He always liked to run his mouth, you know. I mean, he just kept something going all the time. And he had a purpose in doing that. And one reason he wanted to do that was to motivate his own team. And he would say things, you know, during the game and stuff, you know, to motivate his team. But he would also do that to the opposing team. And so in this one game, Hank Aaron came up to bat. The Yankees and Braves were in the World Series. And so Yogi started on Hank. And here's what he said. He said, Hank, he said, you don't have that trademark pointed up. He said, that trademark on that bat has to be pointed up so everybody can read it. And he kept going on, you know, and what he's trying to do was to get Hank Aaron to lose his focus. And see, that's what the devil does. He tries to, you know, he gets us off track many times. Hank Aaron hit a home run. He rounded bases, and he came home. He looked eyeball to eyeball to Yogi Berra, and here's what he said. He said, Yogi, I didn't come here today to read. You know what he did? He kept his focus. And this new year, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your faith. Don't walk away from God. Don't walk away from your faith. Keep a servant's heart. And keep these two things in mind. Just stay busy doing what you know you need to do. And always remember this. The devil will always be there. And he'll be there to sidetrack you and to get you to lose your focus. Now let me bring this to conclusion. It may be today that, you know, that we realize where we've got off track. And as an individual, it may be in my life that I realize that this is what's off track in my life. What we learn from the book of Nehemiah is this, that God can rebuild anything that is broken in my life. If God can use this group here and God can bring this about to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, He can rebuild the walls in your life and He can rebuild the walls in my life. Maybe it is that you've lost your focus. You're not looking to Jesus. You're looking to circumstance. You're looking to the critics. You're looking to doubt or discouragement. Maybe it is, and you know, you're at the point where you're just about to give up on your faith. Maybe you're struggling with that unanswered prayer. Maybe you're struggling with that thing that's happened and you don't understand why it's happened. Don't give up with your faith. Where else are you going to go? You know, it's like the disciples, you know, Jesus said, well, are you all going to go away too? You know, and they said, you know, well, Lord, where else can we go? If you walk away from your faith, where are you going to go? And then keep that servant's heart. Keep that heart of humility. Keep that heart, you know, that saying, Lord, wherever you can use me, I want to be used of you. And then just, you know, stay busy. And remember this. The devil will do everything he can to get you off focus. But you know what? There's always that place, a new beginning. And that's what the Lord is all about. That's what this invitation's all about. If you've never been saved, this is a new beginning for you. To be saved, to know Him as a believer. If you've gotten off track, come back. Come back to Him and regain your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. How to stay on track in 2019. Let's stand for invitation. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for this story from the Old Testament today that helps us in so many ways. Father, I pray for those today who need to be saved. I pray for those who need to come and trust Christ as personal Savior. Lord, today I pray that they would come and give their heart and life to you and start this new year off right. Lord, as believers today, we have a tendency to get off track. We have a tendency to lose our focus. Father, I pray today that you'd help us to put our eyes back on you. I pray for those who are just about to walk away from their faith. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage them. I pray for those who have walked away. I pray that you'd bring them back. Lord, help us to have a servant's heart. Help us to be open to those opportunities that you give us this week to be a servant, to help others, to do the work of the kingdom. And Lord, help us, Lord, just to remember we need to be busy. We need to be busy doing what you want us to do. And Lord, we also need to remember this, the devil will always be there. He'll always be there to criticize. He'll always be there to discourage. He'll always be there to bring doubt. Lord, we just need to understand we have someone fighting against the good that we want to do. But we also know this, that through your power, we can conquer the doubt. We can conquer the discouragement. Through the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, we can regain the focus that we need. And I pray today as believers that with everything that's going on today in the world, that we would regain our focus on you, that we would finish the fight, that we would keep our eyes on the goal line that's ahead, and that we would maintain our focus on you, and that we would stay on track. In your name we pray. Amen.